It's fucking so unnecessary. They do the same thing with my asshole. Once I turn 40, it's some magic number that, oh, for your own good, we should get a bunch of people in your ass. And it's for your own safety. Doug, you have a history of colorectal cancer in your family. Your dad died of colorectal cancer. So, yeah, he died happy. He didn't fucking have any problems. We need to get a team of interns in your ass with a snake and a fucking camera as soon as... And I don't like life that much. It's not that big a deal for me. I don't want to know what's coming. You go to the doctor, and even if it's not for what you went there for, they'll find something else. Well, that's another thing you should have checked. That looks... What? I don't want to know. I don't want to know I have cancer till it's visible to the naked eye. When you can spot it. I think you might have throat cancer. It's coming out of your mouth a bit there in the corner. It's and then I'll just die quickly. It'll be fucking great. I want to die of a terminal disease where the symptoms are exactly the same as a hangover. Because that way there'd be no chance of early detection whatsoever. Didn't you notice something might be wrong when you woke up and fetal and coughing and you sweat right through the mattress and box spring, splattering blood shits? That's morning. And that's the road. It's called the road. What am I going to fucking annoy the emergency services in every town I play? I've done shit that's supposed to be good for you like that, and I had hydrocolon therapy. They stick a fucking hose up your ass, and it's supposed to power wash off all the years of black tar Burger King that are caked to your colon walls. And I didn't do it to be healthy. I did it because I was a goof for a morning radio show in Anchorage, Alaska. I was on morning radio trying to promote a show, and they go, "We got Doug Stanhope. We're going to talk him to go down to Alaska colon therapy." Stupid intern with a phone to your face while you're crying. It was fucking, it was awful and rape-like and violating on every level. And not because it's something in my ass. That's not some new boundary I just broke in late life. I've jammed enough things up my own ass just trying to come on any amphetamine-based narcotic when you're fucking, you're all gacked out and you can't feel a thing. You slam the lid of the laptop on it and it's fucking just can't feel it. And hookers won't answer their phone at this hour. It's like 5:30 a.m. on a Sunday and you're calling up. They can hear your teeth grinding on the phone. It's just like a little company. 5:30. They're not taking that call. It'd take you till Tuesday to blow a load. So you stick something up your ass and you hope it might work. And it usually helps. You know, a little bit. Somewhere between a little bit and a lot. Somewhere in there. It wasn't violating for that reason. It was just the whole, like, clinical nature of the problem. It's a woman is with humorless and stagnating face. She's got, like, a white lab coat and latex gloves. And lay on your side. You're going to feel a bit of pressure. And you're like, ah. And they shove a hose in you and they fill you up like a waterbed. So you think you're going to shit all over creation. I can't hold it. And then you do. You shit everywhere. You think you're blanketing the walls with it, but it's all going through a hose. Goes through a hose, and then it goes through a glass tube where you can see it. And she sits on a stool. It's like a poop aquarium. And she monitors all the... Like she's going to, you know, reading your tea leaves. She's going to tell your future by the chunks of stool coming out of you. Look at that. You need to chew your food better. And you go, ah, oh, this is so... Can't we at least make this funny or something? You're going to jam something in my ass. Why don't you do it the way I do it when I'm all fucking coked out? Do that kind of... Dress up like a dominatrix and stand on the side of my face during this. We're going to clean you out, and then we're going to check you for prostate cancer. Yes, mistress! You're a dirty faggot. Say, I'm a dirty faggot! I'm a dirty faggot! You love that. You're going to get a flu shot on your turkey neck. Bitch. Why couldn't you do that?